Hi, I'm Clemmie Telford and it's time to get open and get honest. Each week, I interview a guest about a topic that we, as a society, often shy away from. From sex lives to salaries, life and death, religion and real bodies, no subject is off the table. Welcome to Honestly, the podcast. M&S hardly need any introduction, but I am thrilled to have them on board as the sponsors of Series 2. I don't know about you, but whenever I buy something from M&S, I feel like a proper grown-up. From a classic trench coat to a great cut suit, I always feel assured that I'm investing in something that will stand the test of time and will remain a staple of my wardrobe for years to come. So this is new and terrifying and exciting, and it's the first ever live Honestly podcast here at the M&S Press Day. And I am thrilled to be joined by a very special guest. She is Susie Grant, aka Alternative Aging on Instagram. She's had a career in TV and radio. You're an author of 4 books, I believe. You're an Instagrammer and you're a YouTuber. And I always tell myself I don't need to do YouTube because I'm too old, and you have proved that I'm probably wrong. Have I missed anything, Susie?
No, I think... Well, and I'm a trained nutritionist.
And a trained nutritionist.
That's quite important when we get to...
The next bit.
..the older woman.
So, the name of the game of this podcast is Honestly, and I'd like to start with a quick fire round to get us all in that honest frame of mind. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
Oh, I think I'm very... My godson thinks I'm very cool. I'd say 9.
Is that... You can't weird? Say 9 and be sheepish. You have to say 9.
9. I'm a 9.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nice are you?
Ooh. 7? 8?
And if you're not convinced by that...
7.
That's, yeah, OK.
7.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how strong are you?
I would say a 9, 10.
Confident about that one. Night owl or early bird?
Definitely early bird.
Dog or cat person?
Dog.
Whoa, I didn't even finish that. I feel the same. Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't need to ask that, did I? What star sign are you?
Scorpio, but don't hold it against me.
Interesting.
I'm not typical. Scorpios are supposed to be really secretive. I'm the most unsecretive person
I mean,
in the world.
I've only known you a few months and only spoken to you quite briefly, and I definitely know that you're not secretive.
Not secretive.
Yeah, we spoke a lot about... Actually, we're going to save it for later. When did you last cry?
Oh, God. If I'm not feeling... I was very close to tears yesterday because I had cystitis.
That was a bit I was going to keep secret,
and I
but
felt
you've done it.
Really rubbish. I felt so rubbish. And something went wrong on the trains or something, and I felt like crying. I couldn't find my hotel, and I nearly cried then. I cry at anything. I'm half Bulgarian, so very emotional. And I will cry at an Andrex puppy
this
commercial.
This is making you well up. When did you last weigh yourself?
I don't believe in weighing, but I did weigh myself when I had a little health spa break and was astonished and slightly horrified to see that I've even lost even more weight. I think it's muscle wastage. I'm not doing anything to lose weight, but I think it's muscle wastage because of age. So you've got this to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
You get bigger in middle age, and then when you get really old, you start shrinking. So I've actually booked my Pilates teacher to come and do weights with me to make me stronger.
Up. When did you last go to the dentist?
Oh, Friday, last Friday.
Well done, you.
Hygienist.
I unfortunately already know the answer to this. Have you ever wet yourself as an adult?
Yes. I did. I think I did at 17 years old. I was laughing so much.
Well, yeah. So, yes, regularly.
Regularly.
How did you do in your GCSEs, and has it impacted your life?
I did okay. I think I...
They were O-levels then, weren't they?
GCE O-levels, if you don't mind. I got 6, and they have made absolutely no impact whatsoever.
Mm. And it's mad, isn't it? Because at the time it feels so huge.
Yes.
Where are you happiest?
By the sea or any water. Or in nature, actually. We went and sat in Regent's Park last night, my godson and I, for about half an hour. Lovely. Just chill.
It's probably the last night of summer as well, it feels like.
Yes, it was so warm.
What are you most afraid of?
Oh, I was going to say dying, but that's really morbid. Being old and not being in charge of my brain or my body. Both of those terrify me. And I'm doing everything I can to prevent that happening, although you can't control
within
everything.
Reason. What is your biggest regret?
Oh, I've done most things I've wanted to do.
You can say no regrets.
No regrets.
That's an amazing way to be. And three words your friends would use to describe you.
Bubbly, talkative, extrovert.
They'd be right, wouldn't they? They know you. So that was a quick fire bit. I feel like we know each other.
Fun.
Yeah, and a bit better. But I'm mainly here to talk to you about alternative ageing and ageing in style. And ageing is one of life's inevitabilities, isn't it? And we have this thing where for many years you're kind of racing to get to the next bit. You desperately want to be older. And then one day, you kind of, I think in your 30s maybe, you wake up and you want to claw on and not get any older. Can you relate to that?
I can, but it happened much later for me. I worked in television, in my radio in my 30s, telly in my late 30s and 40s. And that makes you very vain because you can't help but see yourself on a monitor all the time. So it's constantly, I don't do anything. There's nothing been done to this face. I don't like messing unnecessarily unless it's natural. But you start looking at every line, every wrinkle. Oh, I'm getting old. But my real dramatic entrance to older age was 50. I ran away, couldn't handle it. Had a big party at 40, massive party at 60. We'll have an even more massive party at 70.
Which, how far off is that, for the record?
End of this year.
You but can make it happen.
50, horrific, couldn't handle it,
What
ran
do you
away.
Think was the thing that was making you anxious in that?
It's middle age, isn't it? Middle age, you're middle aged then.
And I guess it's always partly that we have expectations of what that might be, and then you get there. I remember when you thought that, like, 21 was the most adult thing you could possibly imagine.
Exactly.
And then you get to 21, and then, or with me, you get to being a mother of three, and you think, oh, I'm going to get it by the time I'm there. I absolutely don't get it.
It's a privilege, and I can't say this enough. It is a privilege to age and be healthy and still be on this planet.
Yeah.
And that's my single most important mission statement. It is a privilege.
I mean,
I have to remind myself of that constantly.
I was kind of going to spend the podcast aiming towards that as my wrap-up, so thanks very much for that.
I can give you another one.
No, that's fine. What do you think the best thing about ageing is? Let's talk about it as a positive.
I think the best thing about ageing is that you don't care as much. You really don't give a flying fig, I'm going to say.
And do you think that that is a gradual thing, or do you think... And is it something that you've consciously worked at, or do you think that...
No,
you
just get to my age and you frankly don't give a damn anymore. People think, how outrageous they think you are, how strong they think you are, or how...
It's so mad, isn't it? We're constantly taught that you shouldn't think of yourself as the centre of the universe, but actually you are the centre of your own universe, and it's absolutely what's going on in your own head is all that matters, really, isn't it?
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I've never thought of it that way. But yeah, what goes on in your own head is frightening. But yes, there's no point fighting it. It's inevitable, and I don't care. I mean, I draw the line when it comes to certain style things. And
that was going to be my next question.
Good. I'm there.
You're ready. So we can't not talk about your style, which is absolutely incredible. Again, in researching this, I have stalked Susie so hard. I've looked through your whole Instagram. I've watched all of your YouTube videos.
Have you really?
Yeah, and I have to say, you've really inspired me. As you can see today, I'm wearing a print. I am not a print person. And I think you've rubbed off on me. And what a revelation, because if you spill something on a print...
Good point.
It gets hidden, and it's a big issue for me with these boobies that
maybe.
I always spill stuff. So, yeah, you have encouraged me to wear more prints. But do you think the style you have now is something that's developed? Have you always had a calling towards it?
That's a really good question. I know that when I was about four, I loved my mother's 40s red platform heels.
You remember that?
Heels. Yeah, it was the 50s, I hasten to add. But she'd kept them for a long time, and I loved tootling around in those. I do remember that vividly. When I was in television, I bought a bright pink floor-length teddy bear coat, which I could never wear on screen, but it kept me warm. So I've obviously always been a terrible exhibitionist when it comes to clothes.
Drawn to colour.
But I had to tone it down for TV, obviously. You have, in those days, 80s and 90s, you had to wear smart little jackets. In colour, but no, obviously no patterns and stuff. But I came into my own after I got over being 50 and moved to Brighton, where everyone is a little bit more funky and you don't see a uniform of black, and you'll see grey hair, red hair, orange hair, blue hair, white hair all over the town, because
so you
it's just a lovely mix.
Living there is kind of
it released me. And at the time, all I was doing was writing books, bits of broadcasting, and seeing clients as a nutritionist. So I could literally, as long as I put a white coat on over it, I could literally be who I really wanted to be, probably for the first time in my life. So my evolution started in my 50s, and then I discovered vintage. And
so I have got a question for you. When I see people who are kind of as styled as you are, and that's a compliment, I do wonder whether secretly they just wear joggers at home and that you... And that you just reveal a couple of great outfits.
Of course we do. You know what I'm like on Instagram. If there are no stories up, that means I am slobbing around all day.
So tell me about that. I actually want to know what you wear on
I love clothes like that.
Do you?
I really do. I have to make an effort when I go into town because of who I might bump into. You know what it's like.
Yeah, and do you think that's about bringing your A game when you kind of...
Yeah, I'll bump into someone who follows me on Instagram, and if I'm looking like shit,
you don't want to disappoint them.
You don't want to disappoint them.
They're like, where is the headscarf?
I knew you'd look like that, they squeal. At home, walking the dog, you'll be lucky if you ever see me in a headband. I still wear my vintage glasses, but my favourite are things like Sweaty Betty baggies. I mean, I actually go in there. Anything that's really comfy that I can go to Pilates in, walk the dog in, do the gardening in.
So I've also got another conundrum. I'm basically using you like a therapist, but I've got to a point where more often than not now, I don't wear any makeup, and I can't decide whether that means that I've let myself go or that I've got more comfortable with myself.
My answer would be it's really good for your skin to have a breather. And I actually do that, and I'll go out with absolutely nothing on my face except sunscreen, knowing that my skin can breathe again. So look at it that way.
Okay, I will.
You haven't let yourself go. You're looking after your skin. It's okay. Self-care.
It's so much easier if you frame it as that, not just a bit lazy. You keep challenging yourself. I saw that on your videos as well. So not only have you learned to edit, which again, I'm always like, oh, the young people can edit. I can't edit, but you can edit.
I learned to edit on iMovies.
And then I saw you doing what I know as seal dips, but like sun salutations.
Oh, yes. I do my Tibetan five rites every morning.
Which is amazing.
Wherever
and do you
I
think
am.
The kind of constantly learning is part of the way you help yourself stay
God, yes,
up.
Don't ever retire. People who retire just get so bored and watch daytime television and die early. I retired at 60, and at 64, I was so bored. I thought, I've got to do something. And I didn't want to see clients anymore and do nutrition, didn't want to write more books, and that's why I started blogging. I saw the wonderful Iris Apfel and Advanced Style.
What a
ledge. And the Advanced Style man's now personal friend, which is great. And it was both my godchildren who suggested I turn to blogging. And I started it as a hobby because it encompassed everything I love. Talking on camera, writing, photography is my absolute passion. Health, travel, and fashion.
And who is your community made up of, is it?
It's a good question. YouTube... mainly over 60. Instagram, which is 21,500, half of my followers are under 35. And they write amazing things like, I want to be you when I grow up.
But also, it's a testament to the fact that your style, it kind of transcends any age, I think.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm a summer person through and through. but seeing what's in store at Marks & Spencer's might just persuade me to enjoy autumn. There's some gorgeous knitwear and trend-led denim that make the cooler days seem a little bit more appealing. Head over to mns.co.uk to see for yourself. So in prepping for a podcast, I always do something where I ask the good people of Instagram, ask my audience about the topic I'm going to be talking to you about so that it's not just me and you. And I asked them, what age do you consider to be old? And I can't even believe this. So lots of them said 40.
Oh, my
God. Thank you, guys. Thank you. That was my reaction at home. I was just like...
You're joking.
40 is not old, is it? And then there was a load of people that said 80. And I'm like, okay, I can get on board
with
that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And then it was my conclusion that actually your definition of old changes as you get older, doesn't it?
Of course it does. It gets older and older as you get older. When I'm 80-something, I'll be going, oh, you're not old till you're 100.
But my granny is 99. It's going to be 100 on Christmas Eve.
Clemmy.
So, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Has she still got her faculties?
Yeah, I mean, they're slipping a bit, but I mean, wouldn't...
That's a fantastic
but
age.
But it's so old.
That is old.
Isn't it?
That is
it's so long to be alive.
Old. So privileged.
And I asked people if they were apprehensive about getting old, and 60% of them were, which I don't think is surprising because it's something
we all are.
Yeah, we're all going to do it. And I asked them what concerned them about it. Health was a big one, dying, which, little plug for my own podcast. In series one, there's an episode about death, which is really reassuring, and I constantly replay it to myself to reassure myself. Lack of independence, money, which is going to be a big issue, and being a burden, which... It's something I'd not really thought about myself, and I can understand why that would be a trigger. And then I asked them what they were looking forward to about aging, and they said not giving a shit, increased self-awareness, finally getting some sleep. Although from my granny, I understand that you don't tend to sleep that well when you get older.
No, that's why I used to be a night owl. I mean, I used to work nights in TV.
And now
Now my body's completely turned around and I'm wide awake at 6:30.
Are the sleeping days done before you...
Oh, you have a siesta.
Oh, I'm in...
When you get older, you have a little siesta.
I'm in for siestas.
That's why the phone sometimes...
How often do you
siesta?
Do
not disturb. I meditate. Top tip. Do your meditation if you want. But stress is the biggest killer, causer of disease, cause of everything that goes wrong with us, especially now. So if I leave... the audience with one thing is please get into meditation. You don't have to do anything. You download an app, put your AirPods in or whatever, listen to for 10 minutes, that's all, 10 minutes, and you're done. And it makes such a difference to the rest of your day, let alone the rest
of
your life.
Do you genuinely meditate most days?
I genuinely, if I'm working at home...
So when people say that, I think you don't really.
No, I just put a podcast. It's like a podcast. It's tinkly music and a voice, and she has a message for each day. And it's 10 minutes long. Everybody can spend 10 minutes.
And do you often nod off in that space?
Yes. Well, not during it, but often after.
Lovely.
But you can do it first thing. I sometimes do it first thing in the morning. I don't do it every day. None of us do anything every day. But I do think the secret is you need loads of sleep. That's another thing that is so important in the four pillars of health. Sleep. So I go with it. If my body goes, you really need to sleep now, I'll go and sleep. I did it after the toughest Pilates class I've ever done. He decided to double my weights. He's a personal trainer as well.
So he had a little nap.
And I really pushed it, and I got home, and I'm so tired, because I've been up since 6:30.
But also, it's about listening to your body, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so about listening to your body.
And then I asked them if they had any questions about ageing. And people asked, do you suddenly get to the point of acceptance?
Yes. Yeah, I had a 60. I just accepted it. It's no point fighting it.
I can't turn
the years back. I'm not about to have surgery and Botox every other week. Just get on with it. You're lucky to be alive. I've lost so many friends, Clemmy, in their 40s, in their 50s, let alone their 60s, 70s or 80s.
Yep.
Just get on with it. So 60 was a biggie for me, and I embraced it, and I will embrace 70.
People asked if life was still fun, and that... Well, I don't think we even need
I still go to festivals, and the last one I went to was Victorious, and my best friend from school, who's the same age as me, whispered in the middle of the specials, should we go back to the dance tent?
Amazing.
We had such a good time in there. So, yes, that keeps me young.
Oh, Susie, you're making me feel old. I don't want to go to the dance tent.
Yeah, but you've got
Will it come back?
You've got it. Well, I promise. Because you've three babies. I didn't have children. I forgot to have kids.
No, you, in the green room, you did talk about this.
Yeah, so, you know, I've got...
kids are really ageing.
And so are grandchildren. So yeah. I'm very blessed I haven't had that to deal with. I have wonderful godchildren instead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit more take it.
I have quite a nice selfish life.
A lot of people wanted to know about vaginas and sex life. It's up to you whether you want
really?
To go there.
Really?
They're worried about dryness.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They put that on Instagram?
Yeah.
After our conversation last night, well, yes, you've got this to... I can't, there are men in the room.
Men need to know too.
You've got this to look forward to, guys. Sometimes if you're really unlucky, you need regular sex. And I'm definitely looking. You need to keep everything like a car engine. You need to keep it well oiled. Otherwise, it atrophies. And then you have real problems like constant irritation and chafing and uncomfortableness. And then you have to go and get cream from the doctor. Lovely. Love that part about ageing. Not. Did that share enough?
See, I've been
honesty?
Planning to try and do an episode all about sex, and even in the planning of it, it makes me realise I'm a massive prude, and this has been the... I'm sitting here going like this. Thank you. That was really informative.
That was honest, wasn't it? Honest.
Do you feel the same pressure on looking good now as you did when you're 20, 30, or do you feel like you've let yourself off
probably
the hook with that?
Probably not as much as when I was on TV, for obvious reasons, because I'd read the news and... people would, it's just like Instagram, people would comment on the lipstick and not what actually was going on in the world, which I found bizarre. I probably care a bit more now because of Instagram and my job. It's turned into a job, so I make more of an effort. This is M&S head to toe, by the way. But I do make more of an effort. And I've got the time. I haven't got three babies. I've got a dog impatient to go for a
walk. And it's also, it's a pleasure, isn't it?
And it is. I've always loved dressing up
yeah.
when I'm in the mood. I don't do it
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, that's a big shift, isn't it? I love dressing up too. And I also love being really lazy.
Slobby. I love being slobby.
It's that... we're both really fortunate in that we're self-employed, so if I want to get dressed up, it's for myself.
Oh, listen.
And I've never, ever done a job involving a uniform, so...
And I should look at the pyjamas while I'm here, because I wear pyjamas, and they're like that in M&S and all over. I wear pyjamas that actually just look like pretty tracky bottoms, and I will go out, like my dog has to go to a dog sitter... all through the summer, I'd go in my pyjamas if I was having a day at home. Why bother to change?
I mean, there's a few... Yeah. Each of their own. You live in Brighton, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I asked people if they had any advice to their younger selves, and people said, and this is, stay with me, remember that other people can't read minds and learn to communicate what you're thinking.
Oh, that
and
is
I was like,
a good
one. This is
one.
Big. This is really big.
That's me too. Yes,
I... Probably particularly your partner. Stop rushing.
How can we ever do that?
I know.
Does anyone ever stop rushing? I don't.
No.
But when you get older, as old as me, you do... I do, for again, self-care, make... And that's where meditation's helped. Make a conscious decision each day...
To slow.
To stop rushing. Nothing is that important.
No, my granny says better 5 minutes late in this life than 5 minutes early in the next.
She's not wrong.
She's almost 100, so take on the advice. Quit comparing yourself to other people. Particularly difficult in the digital age. And wear that bikini.
I still do, but obviously not a brief one. I wear 50s style.
Yeah.
With big knickers.
But you, what
coverage.
You realise is that nobody on the beach is looking at you.
Nobody
Everybody
cares.
Everybody is caring about what they look like.
And I wanted to get onto that. Diversity, for goodness sake, let's accept all shapes, yeah. colours, sizes. It doesn't matter. I want a brownish tummy. And I don't like that claggy, wet feeling of a swimsuit.
Oh, no.
So I went through
They never dry, do they?
No, never. I went through that middle age, I better cover everything up, tankini thing. And then thought, fuck it, I'm going to wear a two-piece, and I still do.
Good
and
for
I don't
you.
Care.
Good for you. What would your advice to your younger self be?
Ooh, gosh, that's a tricky one. Oh, you can see we haven't rehearsed this.
Sorry.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
There you go.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
That's good. And describe your 90-year-old self and what is she wearing?
Ooh, Iris Apfel, definitely. I am going to be that woman. Big glasses. I'm so into accessories. Big vintage glasses, bright colours. I'll hire my godson to walk me around and take care of me. We've already done the deal. Or maybe find a man, younger. And yeah, that's me. Bright lipstick, still travelling, still doing whatever's around then. What will be around then?
I mean, we can't even imagine.
Who knows? Instagram will have gone, probably.
Oh, I hope not. It'll be just different.
Different.
And then I wanted to try and get to, and we're not quite at the end, but I wanted to conclude this bit. And I was, as I said to you, we were going to say ageing is a privilege. Have you got any other little nuggets?
Yes, if you're into, well, you obviously all are, otherwise you wouldn't be here. If you're into style, just think about, well, it's about looking the very best you can without needing to spend money. You can do it all with accessories. I put a very cheap white 50s belt around this, which made it just look a little bit more zingy. I'm really into my headscarves. You could be into jewellery.
I have
jewelry.
To tell you, I've been trying to do this.
I've done lots of YouTube tutorials.
I know, I've followed them. I cannot achieve that.
Oh, I'll do it afterwards.
It just ends up looking like a floppy mess on my head.
Just practice. And I started it to cover my roots. And when I was going from bright dyed orange hair, believe it or not, to natural grey, the roots were such a pain. That's when I started tying headscarves. And then it became a bit of a trademark along with the sunnies.
I hope I get a trademark one day.
I think you've already got one, darling. Look at those boots.
All right, yeah, boots. Maybe that would be my
thing. No, it's great. Find a style that makes you feel the very, very, very best you can. I got my colours done when I was in my 40s.
Oh, I've had my colours done.
And I wish I'd done it in my 20s, frankly. And find what suits your shape. I can't wear skirts. Skirts just don't look great on me because I've got a very short...
I can't wear halternecks.
Can't wear halter, really. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, and once you know that, you're like, bye-bye, halter.
But you have to look in the mirror and be really hard on yourself and go, do I look wonderful in this? No, go and change. Well, you need time, but it's finding your style and shopping appropriately, and that's where M&S is really good because I've seen bum bags
but
out there.
You called them a much more chic name earlier.
What did I call them?
Oh, I don't know.
They're bum bags around the front. Anyway, things like that can just bring an outfit alive. You don't need to spend much money.
First of all, a bit of admin. Where can people find you? And is there anything particularly that you want to shout out?
I have plenty of business cards somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's not going to help the listeners.
No, it isn't. I'm telling the live audience. Alternative aging. Please spell aging the English way. It is not spelt the American way. As so many people put in A-G-E-I-N-G.
Isn't
you wouldn't believe how many people spell it A-G-I-N-G. Alternative aging on everything on Twitter. Oh, it's alternative age on Twitter. Alternative aging, Instagram, blog, YouTube, everything.
All of those. Next question. The name of this podcast is Honestly. And if you could have one honest conversation with somebody, who would it be and what would you say? Could be a younger version of yourself, a troll, a celebrity, someone who's passed.
Liam Gallagher.
All right. Wasn't expecting that.
Fascinates me. I'm obsessed with
him. And what would you say to Liam?
I'd want to know, is he really as nice as he comes across in the documentary? Is he really such a git on stage? And why is he such a git on stage? Oh, God, I'd love
it. Well,
he's so rude and just...
But you're making... That's a bad boy appearance,
isn't it? Disrespectful. I love him. I love his voice. And I find his character fascinating.
Well, there you go.
That was an odd one, wasn't it?
I like that.
I couldn't think of anyone else.
And last of all... Is there anything you've got your eye on next season from M&S? Mine is a coat that I've spotted, which is reversible. So basically, you get a check coat on one side and it's kind of a camel / tan coat on the other. So it's two coats for the price of one. That's got to be good.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Sounds awesome. I particularly like the teddy bear coats. You know, yes, everyone's nodding. Love the teddy bear coats. And very bright yellow sweater that goes up in the front. I love that. And there was some lovely stuff on stage. Yes, that stuff looks good.
Yeah, I mean...
And those bum bags. I'm going straight out,
going
whatever they're called.
Too. So that's that. I've been Clemmie Telford, and this excellent woman has been Susie Grant. And this has been the first ever live recording of Honestly Podcast. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for listening. Is it possible to look at your body and truly love it? What's life like when you finally move away from diet culture? What role does exercise play in that? And is everyone having more sex than you? And what impact does your own body image have on your relationship and vice versa? These are some of the questions I'll be asking at Honestly Live. My guests, Alex Light, Laura Biceps, Nat Stormy Sunday and Cherry Healy will be joining me to talk self-acceptance to self-love, and I hope you will too. Grab a gang of mates, pick up some tickets at gigsandtours.com or via the link in my profile. It's the 10th of November at Bush Hall, Shepherd's Bush. And before I go, one final thank you to the brilliant team at M&S. I'm over the moon to be partnering with them on this season of Honestly. These guys are making it possible to bring these important conversations to life and supporting my mission of truth and transparency, as well as making my very favourite cashmere jumpers on the high streets.